Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, my next guest packed up and moved to Australia with her two children in tow. But 3 years on, Gemma Doyle has garnered nearly 60,000 followers in social media on TikTok from her Irish Mammy in Australia content and published her latest book called The Young Mover's Guide to Australia. Gemma, you're very welcome to the programme. Where did you get the inspiration to publish this?
Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose the journey started for us in July 2023. We were on a family holiday. We were in my husband's parents' house in Spain and love and life. We were there for 4 weeks. It was sunny. The kids were easy. And the two of us kind of just thought that we would try to go back out there more often. You know, the place was there to stay. Mm. And we kind of went with that for a few days. We'd planned to go out the following year for 6 months. Then I went up one day to order coffee and the language barrier just got in the way. And I thought, oh God, I actually can't do this. And I also don't have the head with two small kids to learn Spanish. I was kind of surviving with two under three. Yeah. And remember my husband just said to me, yeah, no, I think if you're going to go anywhere for the weather and that, you'd be as well just to go to Australia. And that was kind of the start to our journey, really. That holiday was 4 weeks. And before we got back off that holiday, we'd lodged our visas.
Right. Okay. So it was a fairly, not terribly impulsive decision, but pretty impulsive at the same time, maybe for most people.
Absolutely. I think we just had so much time on our hands in the holiday. You know, the kids were kind of napping throughout the day, that kind of thing. So we just, you know, you're normally at home working and, you know, when you have two small kids, you're kind of just passing each other really, aren't you, sometimes? So I think just we had so much time on the holiday to supposed to sit down and get things done. Yeah.
So you applied for the visas, you made the decision. What was the reaction from family when you told them?
We actually told my in-laws first because they were going away for a good few weeks. So we said, right, we'll go out and tell them first. Very supportive, very shocked, a bit concerned, a bit like, are you in trouble? I remember my mother-in-law was like, are you in debt? Like, what's going on? So yeah, a bit confused, but again, really supportive. I remember I told my mom first, and after that I went in and I told my mom and I couldn't even look at her, to be honest with you. I was feeding my son a petit flu and I don't know, it was everywhere but in his mouth, to be honest, when I was feeding him because I was shaking. But yeah, she just kind of went away, had a day or two, and then she went all in. How can I help? What's the next steps? I don't blame you. My dad took it the worst, I would say. My dad, three girls, and then I had the two grandsons. So I think three girls and then two other granddaughters. So then I had the two boys after that. And I think it was just a big shock. We can laugh, but when he dropped us off at Dublin Airport, like, it was quicker than going through the McDonald's drive-thru. He barely stopped the car.
Like, he just couldn't get away. Yeah.
He couldn't get away quick enough. But look, they've all been out since and they're great. Like, you know, they're very supportive. They miss us, obviously, yeah, but they're great.
You're there. So you moved, packed up shop, you left, you went, you did your best to settle in. How easy was that?
I suppose it's just like, it feels like a checklist. Like, we never intended, I suppose, when we were on the holiday to leave as early as we did. We thought we would leave around the January, February. And we thought we'd do Christmas, we'd rent the house out, you know, give us a bit of time. And what really, to be honest, the reason why we came as quick as we did, because there was just one random date in November where the flights are really, really cheap for one-way flights to Perth. And the two of us looked at each other and said, maybe it's a sign. You know, we were also thinking about Christmas time. We were thinking, look, there's no point in, you know, all the Christmas presents and all the rest of it, the cost of Christmas to take out of the savings going. So, yeah, I suppose at home, I'm leaving, renting the house out, all that, and then coming here the first 6 months, I'll be honest, I'm probably only recovering.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, like, even when I was writing my ebook that I'm sure we'll get to eventually, but I even writing some of that, I actually couldn't remember. It's like my brain is, you know, blocked out so much of the I suppose, really hard times. But I'm glad we pushed through, and I'm glad that, you know, we're still here.
You're there though, you're settled, kids in school, everything that comes with that.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, things are like, look, life in Perth is absolutely beautiful, and the kids are thriving here and we are settled now. We're close to getting permanent residency, and I think once we have our own place, then we'll be really settled. So, Yeah, we're definitely a lot settled.
So you decided, obviously, I'm sure we're all on social media and I'm sure browsing and scrolling yourself, but you decided to create the Irish Mammy in Australia content on TikTok and social media. And then you've now published a book as well called The Young Mover's Guide to Australia. As was, it wasn't to try and convince people to do what you do, though, Gemma. That wasn't the idea initially behind it.
Yeah, no, definitely not. And I'm very... you know, I'm very open about that. And all my, like, I have the three books out, and I say before you can even go in and purchase that, like, it's not to sell the dream down under. It's not to convince anyone to get up and leave. It's just a realistic, you know, truthful, honest guide of the things that are going to happen more likely if you do move to Australia. The highs, the lows, the goods, the bad, you know, it's just kind of a guide, I suppose, to help you. Everything that I wish that we knew, I've put it in there, really.
So just maybe for people listening that are considering a move out, or perhaps they know somebody that's, you know, maybe thinking of taking kind of even a year abroad, what is the sort of no-nonsense, the things or the steps you need to do?
Yeah, I would say to know your visa inside out. You think that that would be straightforward, but it's really not. And especially it's not if you're moving with children, it is absolutely not as, you know, straightforward as you think. There's so many different, I suppose, requirements, and there's so much restrictions on so many different visas, it's unreal. So I would definitely say get in touch with a migration agent. You might not think that you need one, but I really think if you're moving with a family, you do. Get the advice there, make sure you've checked their reviews, you know, that you trust them and all that kind of thing. What else? I suppose budget, really. If you think you need a certain amount, I would add on more to that. You know, unexpected costs. And I know I hate to say this, but it's the reality when you're living, you know, two flights away or whatever.
Just on that, we'll say for maybe somebody that's, you know, recently finished up and they're waiting on exam results from college, and perhaps they're thinking of kind of, you know, doing moving out for a year. Like, what sort of savings would you recommend they have in the account before moving down under?
I think that I'm pretty sure that they have to have $5,000, give or take. I think that that's the requirement, you know, to get into Australia anyways. But like that's saying you're coming in, you have to put down a bond on a house, you know, you're going to have to be using public transport. If you're coming to Perth, you will most likely need a car. So you're going to have to purchase a car. I suppose it depends where your priorities are. A lot of people come on the young movers who are not coming with a family. They can go traveling first. Do you want to budget for that? Or they might go and do their 88 days first, which, you know, might give them a few bob. But like, if you're wanting to come out and make friends, you're going to want to be out socializing. You know, going out and about is expensive. So I definitely put on more than what you think, just to be comfortable when you first come out.
Yeah. How's the book doing? Obviously, the social media account's
doing
very
really
well.
Good. Yeah, no, it is really good. So I have the three books out. So I have the Young Movers Guide. So if you're young, free and solo. I have the What to Pack for Australia guide, and then I have the Family Guide to Moving to Australia as well. So the three of them there, and obviously whatever best one suits. But I'm really good reviews, I suppose. I'd say especially in the Family Guide is what people relate to me more so. Because obviously, you know, coming out with the two kids. So I've definitely made it as relatable as I can with keeping my husband and my children's, you know, life private, in the way of like, I'll obviously talk about our visas and I'll help with this. I've a lot in there about the school system and everything, but I'm naturally enough not going to be, you know, saying, well, my kids go here, you know, it's preschool.
Yeah, so you keep their lives private.
Exactly. It's just keeping those boundaries there, I suppose, but also wanting to share as much, I suppose, for people to feel not only relatable, but feel like, you know, a lot of people, I would hope, would look at me and think, well, if they can do it, so can we, do you know? Yeah. Like if it's what they really want, you know, it is doable.
Do many people reach out to you in advance of going?
Yeah, no, they do. And that's actually why I came up with the ebook, to be honest, because like I love getting back without my followers. You know, I'm working full time now in social media. I wouldn't be doing that without them. So I'm so grateful for them. And you know, anyone that says that they follow me and, you know, it gave them the courage to move, or I'd say on some days what I put up, it probably scared them and they thought, no, I won't be doing that anyways, you know, on the bad days. But you just, you know, you can't be, everyone's situation is so different. Everyone's visas are going to be so different and everyone's expectations are so different as well, you know. So it's kind of hard to be, I suppose, getting in touch with absolutely everyone. And then again, I'll never be saying to anyone, yeah, definitely do it. It's worth it. You know, I'd like probably say that to someone fresh out of college now. I would say, absolutely. What do you have to lose? You know, really. But I suppose when you're coming out of family, when you've kids that, you know, it's, I suppose, your thoughts and what you want to do, that's their childhood, you know. So there's massive, there's the massive weight of that as well.
Have you been back home to Ireland much since you left 3 years ago?
I have. So we didn't go home for the first 18 months and we went home there last June and we were home there March, April time.
Ah, lovely. Yeah. Great to get back, yeah, I'm sure.
Brilliant. Yeah, absolutely. The buzz of it is unreal. I do think if I ever moved home, how could I get used to like people just, you know, seeing me all the time and it not being a big deal?
Be a real letdown.
I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah, no big welcome home dinners and farewell parties. And just maybe on a final point as well, Gemma, for the moment, it sounds like you're loving life there in Perth, or have you any desire to get home to Wicklow?
I don't anytime soon have any intentions to go home. We really do love it here and it hasn't been easy, but I think we're only really at the stage now where it's about to get easy. You know, I suppose we're definitely out of survival mode and we really do love it. Like, you know, now it's winter now and I have the gas heater on and, you know, it's not great. But in the summer, like I will say, and like, I just have to be honest, in no way boastful at all. I really feel like it's, and you know, all my family always say this to me, I feel like being in Perth is allowed me to be the mom that I really want to be. Do you know, like it gives us the lifestyle, I suppose, that I'm thriving at. So I'm, of course, my kids are going to, you know, get the benefits of that as well. Yeah. So yeah, no, we do love it. Well, absolutely.
Well, it's great to hear. And thanks a million, Gemma, for taking the time to chat to us today on the programme. It's lovely to talk to you. As I said, Gemma Doyle, content creator and author. Thanks so much, Gemma, for joining us on the programme today.
No worries. Thanks so much for having me.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.